Hello and welcome to Let's Talk Packaging, the podcast where we get into the nitty-gritty of the boxes, bags, and containers that define our products. I'm your host, Alec. Today we're tackling a huge question, one that keeps brand managers up at night. Why do some truly fantastic products just fail to connect with customers? You've got the perfect recipe, the best ingredients, but it's just sitting on the shelf. We think the answer might be right on the surface. And to help us peel back the layers on this topic, we have an absolute authority in the studio today. Please welcome Melody. Melody, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me, Alec. I'm thrilled to dive in. This is my favorite topic.
I'm glad to hear it. For our listeners, Melody is a veteran in the world of merchandising. That means she's on the front lines, in the stores, seeing exactly what makes a shopper's hand reach for one item and pass right over another. She has seen it all.
I've certainly seen a lot, and it's true. Sometimes the reasons are not what you'd expect.
That's what I want to get into. Let's start with that scenario I mentioned. A small company launches a new gourmet pasta sauce. They've spent years perfecting the recipe. It's honestly the best thing you've ever tasted. But sales are just flat. In your experience, where's the first place you'd look for the problem?
Oh, the first, second, and third place I'd look is the packaging. It is the silent salesperson for your product. And if it's whispering when it should be shouting, or worse, if it's sending the wrong message, then the quality of the sauce inside doesn't even get a chance to make its case.
The silent salesperson. I love that phrase. So, can you give us an example? What's a wrong message that a package can send?
Well, a premium product is judged in mere seconds. A common mistake is using a flimsy or generic-looking container. Imagine that incredible sauce in a thin plastic tub with a lid that doesn't feel secure, or a label that's poorly printed and hard to read.
Right.
That immediately undermines trust before a customer has even processed the ingredients list. Their brain has made a snap judgment. It connects that weak packaging with a low-value product. It suggests a lack of care.
It's almost an emotional reaction then, not even a logical one.
Absolutely. It's a gut feeling. We're wired to look for signals of quality and safety. If the container integrity seems questionable, we move on. So that initial idea of premium packaging being just an added cost is completely backward.
Though it's not a cost, it's a value signal, an investment.
It's the most important value signal you have on a crowded shelf. It's what elevates your product, reduces spoilage and waste, and ultimately protects your brand's reputation. You have to think of the product and its package as a single, cohesive unit from day one.
A cohesive unit? I want to dig into the psychology of that. When a shopper's in the aisle, what is actually going through their head? It can't just be about whether the container looks nice.
It's much deeper than that. Today, premium isn't just about organic ingredients or a fancy origin story. Consumers are asking, how does this fit into my life? What experience is it offering? That perception is being shaped long before they pick up the item.
Right. They're buying into a lifestyle or an idea.
Exactly. And the packaging communicates that. It shows intentionality, a brand that has thought everything through, from the font on the label to the material of the container, sends a powerful message. It says, we care about every detail.
And consumers can sense that care.
They really can. And when the merchandising is done right on the shelf, everything is stacked neatly. The containers are all intact and clean. The labeling is facing forward. It reinforces that confidence. The logic is simple and subconscious. If they cared this much about how it looks, they must have cared about how it tastes.
It's funny, now that you say it, I can picture the opposite. I've walked away from a product because the shelf was a disaster. There might be a bit of leakage from one container, and suddenly the whole section just feels untrustworthy.
Precisely. You don't stop to think, oh, maybe one item was damaged in shipping. Your brain just sends a warning signal. Danger, low quality. You make that calculation in milliseconds, and you've already moved on to the next brand.
So let's talk about that from your side, from the merchandising perspective. You get a shipment of a product that you know is high quality, but it's in subpar packaging. What happens next? What are the ripple effects on the store floor?
It creates a whole chain of problems. The first is that we immediately start treating it like a low-quality product, even if we know it isn't. It might get damaged more easily during stocking. If it leaks, it creates a safety hazard and a mess that staff has to clean up.
which I can't imagine makes them fans of the product.
Not at all. But the bigger issue is that we start throwing money at the wrong problem to try and get it to sell. We might give it a prime shelf spot, but if the containers look flimsy, it just looks out of place. We might put it on sale, but that just devalues the brand in the long run.
You're trying to solve a perception problem with a price solution.
Exactly, and it never works. Container integrity affects everything from food safety and shelf life to that core consumer trust. A great product simply cannot overcome terrible packaging. It's a barrier you can't get past.
But you said something interesting earlier, that the reverse is also true.
Yes, and this is where it gets exciting for brands. Great packaging can absolutely elevate a good product into premium territory. It can be the deciding factor that makes a consumer try something new.
So what does that great packaging look like? What are the features that make a difference?
It's a combination of things. High-quality materials are key. Does it feel substantial in your hand? Then there's clarity. For many foods, being able to see the vibrant color and texture of the product inside is a huge selling point. It screams freshness and quality.
Sure, no one wants to buy a murky-looking dip.
Right. And then you have the functional aspects that build trust, strong leak barriers, and, of course, built-in tamper protection.
Let's talk about tamper-evident features. I feel like I see them everywhere now. It's that little plastic ring you have to break or a film you have to peel.
It's become an absolute industry standard for good reason. It's a direct physical signal to the customer that the product is safe and untouched. It was once seen as a luxury feature, but now consumers expect it, especially for premium foods. It's a non-negotiable part of the trust equation.
So for a brand owner listening to this, they might be weighing the costs. A better container, a tamper-evident seal, all that adds up. It costs more per unit. What is the argument against that hesitation? What's the real cost of not doing it?
The cost of not doing it is catastrophic. It's not about pennies per unit. It's about total failure. First, you have waste. Products that don't sell because the packaging failed have to be thrown out. That's a direct financial loss.
Right, that's the obvious one.
Then you have the cost of disappointed customers. Maybe someone takes a chance, but the package leaks in their grocery bag on the way home. They're not just annoyed, they're probably never buying your brand again, and they might tell their friends.
And the damage spirals.
It does. But the ultimate cost is losing your spot on the shelf. Retail is a brutal business. Shelf space is incredibly valuable. If a product consistently underperforms or causes problems for the store, the retailer will replace it with something else. And once you lose that space, it is incredibly difficult to get it back.
That's the death knell for a product, really.
It often is, which is why skimping on packaging to save a few cents is the most expensive mistake a brand can make.
This really drives home the point that the product isn't just what's inside the container, it's the whole thing.
It's the entire experience, from that very first glance on the shelf to the feel of it in your cart to how easy it is to open at home to that final bite. Every single one of those touch points matters. Every detail is sending a message about your brand.
So to wrap this all up, if you could give one piece of core advice to our listeners, whether they're entrepreneurs or just curious foodies, what would it be?
I would say understand that premium products and premium packaging are not separate things. They are partners. They are on the exact same mission.
A mission to deliver value and build a lasting brand.
Precisely. In a market where consumers make split-second decisions, your packaging is your first handshake, your opening line, and your closing argument, all in one. It might be the only chance you get to tell your story, so you have to make it a great one.
Your packaging is your story. That is the perfect place to leave it. Melody, this has been so eye-opening. Thank you for sharing your expertise with us on Let's Talk Packaging.
It was my pleasure, Alec. Thanks again for having me.
And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in. Join us next time for another episode. Until then, maybe take a second look at the packaging on your next grocery run. You might be surprised by the stories it's telling you.